This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Megan Green was also alluding to the debt and credit markets a little bit when we were talking, which honestly is fine with us because we love the bond market. It gives us a good sense of where the economy is going. And in a crisis like this one, still developing though it is clear investors want safety, and there ain't nothing more safe than American government debt, treasury bonds. So people are buying those bonds, which is driving their yields way, way down, lower, in fact, even than during the financial crisis when people really wanted safety. So are we looking at 2008 here, or has something else changed? Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
The yield on the 10-year Treasury note closed today under 0.6%. That's lower than it got during the financial crisis, but Guy Lebas, chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, says it's the magnitude of the drop that matters.
If you go back to the financial crisis, interest rates fell from, call it, 5% down to 2% in roughly a six-month period. So, you know, that, I think, shows you how deep the financial crisis fear was.
There's another big difference in the bond market today. Marco Rossi teaches finance at Texas A&M. He says the Fed's response to the financial crisis, buying up long-term bonds to push down interest rates, has led investors to expect rates to stay low. And today's yields reflect those expectations.
Back in 2008, that approach to monetary policy had not yet been tried. And now we are in this new environment. And we know that the Fed can do that and will intensify that.
A third factor at play is a little more complicated, but bear with me. Josh Younger is a managing director at J.P. Morgan. He says when interest rates fall quickly, a lot of homeowners refinance their mortgages to take advantage of lower rates. That means banks and other investors that were betting on getting interest payments for decades are getting paid much more quickly than they expected. So Younger says they need other long-term investments.
So what's an asset that I can add that has duration and low credit risk in a very uncertain environment? That's treasuries.
If that sounds like a vicious cycle, it is. Because, of course, the more demand for treasuries, the lower the yields get, and the more people want to refinance. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.